His name, Emmett Sullivan. Of course, he left those. He was appointed to the Harbor Commission after the Civil Service Commission and this thing. One of the things that we always, that they've always tried to do, and I mean, I've been familiar with most of them and the thing, is that they have one union representative on the Civil Service Commission. And of course, if I was a union member, I don't think I'd want the union members. I mean, because they have the secretary of the Unified Labor Council and things like that. You know, this is sort of like the military, you know. Mm-hmm. You get, they went into the setup of after 1950, they had enlisted men on the, you could ask for enlisted men on the board. Well, that didn't last very long. I mean, they can still the law on the thing. But they found out that the things that enlisted men are going to be trying to, if you get a staff sergeant down there, he's madder about that stuff than anybody, you know. So they would lose, he wasn't sympathetic. But, I've sat in these discussions sometime, and I'd have these guys in there, you know, and they'd say, well, a lot of firing and then the shooting. So, and we've had Ed Brown was the first one that I knew on there, and he was great, and then Ralph Corbett, who later became a councilman, yeah. he was later representative, and he was replaced by Joe Brimhall, and then Clarence Gross, and now we have Ralph councilman. Mm-hmm. Now he's a retired one on this thing. So, and it's this merit, you know, that, and I think this is very true quite often with people like that. And he'd lean over backwards. They would, you know, to be sure that they had, you know, because that would mess up the situation if they started to try harder and, you know, and thing. And just quite interesting to see these trials, if you, they might have some of those real exciting ones. we had one time that we started Monday morning and went through. We finished it at 5 o'clock Saturday night. That's when we went home, to, you know. But we were running, but, and that gets it real rough.
You were chairman a number of times,
sir? Yeah, because we used to rotate it.
I see.
So rather than that, I was chairman, I got 5 or 6 times, I guess, or something.
Okay.
On the setup. Now they have it, but they changed, and I don't know how they did this. Like the fellow, when it takes 2 weeks to learn to be a commissioner, it takes years to be a councilman. And I says, yeah, and some people never learn to be a councilman. I told you that. I would bring up this in the record. But now they have it down to one of the things about the 6 years is the continuity that you have at a deal like that. Now the guys that wanted all the patronage, they wanted to, this is probably, they were fighting, this is before they voted for the other thing. They wanted to change it so that it was, when the new council came in, now this is when we had 9 members elected at once.
Mm-hmm.
Everything would cease, you see, and you'd have all new commissioners and all everything else. But this is why, so the Los Angeles, the Harbor Commission is, he serves at the pleasure of the mayor. That's the biggest mess over there the world's ever seen. You know? No continuity, no nothing. Everybody screams and hollers and yells. And in the time that we've had, like 30 or 31 or something, I think the thing's been about the same in language as if they were. They must have 250 in the same length of time. And they're always doing something wrong. So, they came up with this committee, this task force, or whatever the rest came up. They recommended 4-year terms for all the three major commissions. So the Harbor Commission, they got 6, and the Water Commission got 5, and they put ours at 4. Now, where you need to kind of know it and what they're doing. I mean, the others are very, very important, but as far as the employees are concerned, because we're talking about a guy's livelihood, you know, his future, his past in some cases, so they made it. They wouldn't give us the 5 years or the 6 years. And I said, you know, this is probably real stupid. Because I'm listening. Now, we're going to have those things come up. We're going to have 2 men. At the same, you can't just have it at the same time. And one person dies during that setup. You're going to have 3 new commissioners that know nothing about nothing.
Yes.
All at the same time. Well, that's when Clark Liddy's famous thing. So they wouldn't change it. And so that was a charter amendment. And they lumped a whole bunch of things that were never listed on the in the ballot or anything, and they didn't have it written. And it's just a few other minor changes. Well, Bill, they got enough in there that 3 attorneys that told me that they could invalidate the election because there certainly weren't minor changes, some of the things they couldn't. Like, for instance, recalling the city manager, that was never made. You know, I think that's pretty serious, because we had cases down in this setup where the city manager and the 3 members of the council got in cahoots. This happened over in Westminster, and they were selling things on the interview and heard that. And that. So, anyway, and a lot of the other things that weren't minor on it, they do need to get it changed. The biggest trouble is finding anything in the city charter, and they're trying to get it codified. And,
when you talk about the city manager, you've worked under a couple of city managers.
I worked under 5. I worked with about 250.
Do you have any comments about any of the city managers you've worked under?
Yeah, I think that Sam was the first one that I spent much time with. He was Sam Vickers.
Yes.
He was a great guy. And of course, it's interesting, being my business and sitting on the business that I was in and sitting on the sidelines of how they operated. And some of them, their public relations were just absolutely horrible. Sam was great. Sam was an engineer. No partiality at all. He treated his wife and his grandma. He was one of the few guys I can say that he treated his mother, his grandmother, or his wife the same way if she came up in front of him. But Sam, being an engineer, he thought he sort of leaving the human equation out all the time, and he thought you could handle everything with a pipe and a chart. And that was just about it. And Sam, yeah, I don't know how he scared. He was in there on a 5-4 vote for about 13 years in there, I think, or something. He was 5-4. He spent most of his time in setting his 5 votes. Now, this has got to be real stupid. Just because you got to get one of the mad, you're gone in 5 minutes. But
he was manager when there was all the problem about subsidence, wasn't there, as to what the city's role was to be in subsidence?
Yeah. Well, Sam was there, but they didn't blame it on him. But it was, you know, and there's still a question as to who's doing what to who and who's going to pay for it. Because the worst part of that thing is that we lost out of oil. I mean, they can stake them for as long as it sinks, as long as they can. Because there's one ace in the hole, I think we could still do it, and that is to give it all to the state, then charging $5 a barrel for every barrel they took out of there. You know, mm-hmm. Sea of Beach is doing that down there. You know, they're like 50 cents a barrel. But, Sam was, when Sam left, John Mansell had been even city auditor. So then he went in as city manager. But when he resigned, Clayton had been his was his assistant. So they put Creighton in. And he was doing a pretty good job. Everybody was real happy with him. And John had gotten a little crotchety on the things, and he wasn't paying attention to too much what he was doing. But everything was running on fine. So then they get this deal here. Al Clark was running the store up there then. No, no, we can't have anybody. We got to have new brew. We got to have all this kind of stuff. And so they come down. And so they pick Duber out of it, or a bunch of other ones. I don't think that that was even considered, because Clark had just labored down the line. And I don't know why they were letting him run the store like he was, because the only, you know, the thing in the charter is got three lines. And they show conduct the meetings, which anybody else can do, to, you know, including the city clerk, and then represent the city at social and government functions, period. Doesn't say that he's king of the mayor or anything else like that. He's just one of nine people. And still is. And so one of his setups, I think, that I've mentioned it before, is Clark just doesn't like the city attorney. He doesn't like the city prosecutor. He thinks that they should all be appointed by the council, which is probably the worst thing that ever happened in the world.
Yeah.
I don't care if every place in the world does it. But I've seen them in these little cities where the council wanted to do something, and the city attorney would say, no, you just absolutely can't do that. And so they said, well, you find out all the things, and you can't. So then they'd fire, and no rules or regulations. If I get somebody in there. And Colton did that a couple of times. I think it was Colton. And now Corona. And then so they finally got some kid out of school that didn't know all these. He looked it up, but he didn't look deep enough. And of course, they didn't tell him he'd been turned down. I think two of the councilmen ended up in jail or something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, mm-hmm. This is the setup. That's the fact. And the auditor, he thinks, oh, that's just horrible. I told Tom, I said, well, my father told me one day that anybody that didn't want a CPA or an attorney looking over his shoulder when he was doing something that I was involved with, but to check to be sure they hadn't already picked my pocket and get the hell out of there. And that big old man. But he still knew after that. Of course, this is Beaver's idea. Beaver thinks he should appoint the city manager. I mean, should appoint the city attorney. He don't want anybody. And I keep saying, but this guy, this is the only, and these are the only ones that, in our business, that we, the three that we handle, is it because this is the only city officials, elected city officials we got. The other ones are representing about 4%. Sometimes you get down to 4%, but we're elected by 4% of the people in the city. There's Parkin and Funky and Dunderland, certainly. And Beaver just can't stand, because he's a little power crazy on the thing. But I do, in defense of John, I think that when he came in here, I think Clark just absolutely just told him that they were going down the tubes, that they were everything, you know, because John just starts cutting like mad, firing people and doing everything else. Well, things weren't that bad.
And they started rehiring again, too, after they had done that, because I know that...
Oh, sure, they do that. They did.
Within a few months, you see some of those people back then.
Because the thing that Carol's doing down there, I don't understand. We haven't got any permanent city. I mean, they haven't got any full-time employees in the library. I don't see how these people live.
She uses a lot of part-time?
20 hours, tops.
Okay.
20 hours a week. But I think the thing that they got started on it was that they were trying to, trying to keep everybody, which is fine. But then you can't. But as you say, we started hiring back. And of course, it's typical of the setup. Government does this. This is no reflection. Any time that the taxpayers start tracking the government, they're going to make it as rough on the taxpayers as they possibly can. We had one situation, I remember it's Captain Daddy that I worked for. This was right after the war. And they'd had these, the customs during the war. You know, we've had all this stuff, all these ships going, everything down, neighboring things. We still had a check on all this stuff. So this was in 47, and of course, all of a sudden, this business has all dropped out. And they had more permanent supervisors than they had anything else. And said, we just got to get rid of it. But it got those guys back, and all kinds of upset us up. And so about 2 days after this happened, the Queen Mary comes in with 2,100 people at it. In New York, they got one customs inspector. One customs inspector. We're going to help it. We're going to, these cuts are going to, people are going to know what it is. Well, I think they fired everybody in the supervisory district. But I mean, this is typical, you know. Going to cut it, we're going to get the little kids. We're going to fix it so they can't learn to read and write and all this kind of stuff. And then the people let loose of the thing. And of course, the whole deal in the state of California, county level, state level, city level, and everything else, doing everything, that digging up every possible way they can to maintain the status quo or improvement. We've got no employee we hadn't had before Proposition 13. But they've done it by parking tickets going from $1 to $13. You know, that's a pretty good jump on the thing for getting to put a nickel in or staying 3 minutes over or something like that.
Yeah. Parking tickets for the street sweepers.
Same thing. That's 13, too.
Yes,
yeah, and if you really, you know, if you don't get it in 11 days, that automatically won't send you that. I got one the other day, and I got them on the glasses on, and I thought, well, this is not, this, they call this a courtesy notification, you know. And I looked, and I thought it was 13. I mean, I didn't need a glance at it. So I go down and give her $15. Mr. Davis, you have another $3. And I said, oh, she said, yeah, it goes automatically, goes to 18. And then we don't hear from him again until your license, not your driver's license, but your, you go to get your old sticker. So nobody's another 13 to the 18, and now it is up to 31. And baby, no tickets, no paying up the tickets. And they, of course, this was a great look, because these guys were just getting away with me. Now I see, in the paper just the other day, with in Los Angeles, they're having trouble with these out-of-state cars doing this thing. So now, if they call in, and this is the fifth violation, they just call the tape weapon. So the purpose of that, and now I got a notice the other day, we got a piece of vacant property from another guy, two other guys now. I got this 35 mil last week, and I got to do something about it next week. But I didn't get the property cleaned back by the 8th of June or something like that. They're going to come in and do it. And big red letters, you know, that the prices have gone up and we're charging all the overhead time. That means where everybody that's got a lot is going to pay for the 4 hours that they pay Beaver for the day they clean their lot, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everybody gets a lot, they pay for the overhead percentage of that. And so I talked to somebody and he says, yeah, the ones that were fairly athletic can get for $400 or $500 to clean your lot off. Well, and this kind of stuff, and the absentee lending, they're going to get themselves, I think, in court in a few places like that, because there's no way to be cast that. And they were on contract for 4 cents a square foot, or what, 2 cents a square foot, or 0.4 a square foot, or something like that, and in charge of $1 a square foot.
And
not quite
so that. Do you think then that money, that income goes into the general fund?
Everything goes into the general fund, but Beaver can possibly get into the general fund, and he's been putting the rent tax into the general fund, and he's been putting everything into the general fund. I guess they kind of changed the rent tax. I'm investigating that right now. But the gas department's putting the city. He's trying to sell a weather department. He can't sell gas department, too. I think I can't quite understand why, because they put about $6 or $7 or $8 million a year into the thing. And it wouldn't, the gas rates would still go up, they still got the lowest gas rate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about some other areas and about city government. Now, in the early 1950s, there was a movement to move Civic Center up to sort of the bottom of Bixby Knolls. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing that it was, the reason they were using it, somebody came out, I think it was the census in 1950, you know, and they now got all the census tracts, so they're going to get the exact center of the city,
okay.
Population wise.
Yes.
And I think that turned out to be Woodlow and Long Beach Boulevard.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little higher. But they thought, well, this would be a great way, and the people out there, they have so far to come, you know. But of course, this is a little ridiculous, really, when you come right down to it, because, I mean, they wanted it up there. I don't know. But they got it started up there, and we should have the thing, because it's so far down to the City Hall.
Yeah.
Well, they go down to the City Hall, and back in those days, you know, the postage is about 3 cents, so you couldn't even drive the post, the prices of gas went a few days money. And, so some of the developers, of course, that was all vacant around, you know, there was a big vacant area,
yeah.
And this was, of course, that would have, maybe some people could have been making money out of that setup, because they went out starting from scratch, but you certain things that you got to have with them, I mean. And the city hall was too small, and they didn't have everything in it. And of course, in those days, and we probably would have ended up with quite an expensive thing if they'd done it, because they were getting to the point that, well, you're not talking about land, it's too expensive, but they spread them out, you know, and if you invested some of these other things, they've got some very nice city halls, but those are the places that they haven't got 8 million people working for.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you get the space, well, then they put all the people in there, so that's, and that got to be pretty hot and heavy. I think we voted on it one time. Oh,
yeah,
I think there was an election on the thing.
Well, who are the people really against it, do you know? Downtown interest,
the merchants
downtown?
Well, actually, you know, and this gets back to, I think I told you before, I have ultimate faith, and they haven't crossed me very many times, in the common sense of the voters on the thing. And, actually, well, I don't think that when you're accustomed to doing something, they couldn't see any reason for having things. Because the bulk of the business was down there.
Yeah.
So the bulk of the people that had a claim, because we didn't have all that much industry and things out there. We didn't have all that much business. I mean, they were fighting a losing battle, I think, from the start. And I think we did get a record election. Maybe they did.
Yeah, I think it was a ballot measure, I think somewhere around 54.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, that would have been about the right time then, because they were using the 1950 census, as I remember then, I think. But,
well, how about, that sort of leads into downtown and the deterioration of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
There were signs of deterioration pretty early downtown, wasn't there? I mean,
yeah, downtown had been there for quite a while, you know, and because one of the things, and we've gotten into it now, and I mean, this has been true of other cities, where you have to get them into the twilight zone, where the buildings are just useless before you can go to them. Possibly, but from the age point of view, and a lot of the buildings that were reconstructed in the earthquake, if the earthquake hadn't come along, then the deterioration would have probably got on the redevelopment sooner than it did, because we wouldn't have any very good historical looking buildings or anything like that, although some of the people think you should never tear anything down that's over 20 years old, even if it's going to fall on your head the next time somebody bumps into the Keystone Corner. But probably one of the things, of course, we get all this, and this is the hassle that they're having now on the redevelopment, and you get the landlords with those old places downtown, and of course the county, and they're talking about displacing all these old senior citizens. Well, they've got nothing, they've got an awful lot of drunks down there, because the family of Los Angeles sends them down here because the rents were cheaper. And I don't know whether it's on the paper that a couple of police officers got to get in, they were getting the paddy wagon out, and they'd get all these guys, and they knew which ones were on, and they took them back up to Spring Street and dumped them up on Spring Street. It took them a little while to find their way back. But I see no reason why, if it's an invasion of anybody's privacy, to pick him up for using the alleys for restrooms or the curbs or something, and you know, and all this kind of stuff. I mean, nobody else allows it. But we've got more bleeding hearts down here that, you know, probably live in Bixby Mills or California Heights or windows like that, you know. And I think now that they've cleaned it up a little bit, and some of these guys, they don't like all that new shiny stuff anyway, so I think that if they took them out, they probably wouldn't come back.
What happened when they started with the redevelopment,
when they
started, when they took out the jungle, or the area they called the jungle? Was there any kind of a real planning behind that?
Well, they had a plan of what they really wanted to do on the thing, but of course it was a little difficult. I think they've the options, you can't be right on everything, you know. And I said, the three guys were making the biggest mistake is when you finally go in and condemn something. Remember, I said, the next morning, you ought to get over there with the bulldozers, because there's a time lag in there, and then some attorney would get down and say, hell, we didn't get enough of this thing, you know. They should have given you more. And they got in the big house with the Christian church and that house. And left the thing every time. And it gets back to the other thing. It depends on what you want to do. It's what private rights are. It's against the rights of all the citizens. And nobody has any rights, but depending upon what it is. Now, this church deal that they got into, it was such a big hassle. They had less than 200 members in the church, you know, and they're talking about, and this is right for Keystone Kingdom. They left that church in there, we've got no downtown mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look pretty. Then all that's great. And they got hundreds of other churches that just like Long Beach, but they got them, so we aren't destroying the Taj Mahal or anything like that. But this is the thing. They resist change, or they knew that they're going to stay there in their property for 7 years. They paid it, I think, a pretty good the going rate, and a little higher in some places, I think. But, you know, it suddenly becomes a really antique to whatever it is, it's the same thing that happened. But all in all, other than the fact that right now I don't know why they got Long Beach Boulevard, so messed up as they have, and here we've got the mall finished, and it doesn't look like they're going to make it before Christmas on that thing. In the first place, they don't have to cut the street down to practically nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they got more room for trees in the middle than they have, and then you're trying to get traffic flow, of course, it looks pretty nice down there.